Craig Bullerjack, voice of the Utah Jazz, hanging out with us. Buller, do you have a spa?
You know, I've been to Bullfrog, and I don't, sadly, surprisingly. I don't know they'd have to teach me, of course, all the protocol to drain, to fill, to cleanse, all the above. But I've been in plenty of hot tubs. Yes, sir.
So, Buller, I don't know if you've ever heard about the Bullfrog Spa promo that Kurt Thomas ran. It would have been 10 years ago, called the Bubbling Tub of Love. I do remember
that going. I wonder if that's going to be continued to be aired on 1280. But yeah,
it was a one-off.
How did that go?
It was a one-off, and it included me and John Lund in a hot tub with about 5 zone girls, and it was horribly uncomfortable. My aunt and uncle stopped by, and they were like, "What are you doing in this hot tub with all these ladies?" I'm all the way across the other side of the. They had this big hot tub, and I'm like, you know, just trying to stay tucked in the corner. Well, in an effort to not look like an idiot, because the hot tub was put out on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City, I put some tanner on because I'm like, I don't want to look like a farm boy, a country boy. So I put on some tanner, which promptly came off in the hot tub and showed up as brown bubbles that were popping around these girls. They were splashing the brown bubbles away, saying, ooh. And I didn't realize until I stood up and I looked like strawberries and cream.
You melted, right? That's basically what happened. You melted in the hot tub. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Kurt, loved the man. He's always been known to just, you know, try to maybe push the envelope a bit, but the guy's a top salesman, man. No doubt.
He's a top salesman. But when he came to me, Buller, and said, how are you about this, Buller, this bubbling tub of love? And I'm up for anything, like, really. I mean, I know how to control myself, and I know I can conduct myself in a good, honorable fashion. I was like, if it's making money, I'd love to pump this up. And
we didn't tell you not to put tanner on there. So that's the one mistake.
Oh, man. Hey, Buller, before we jump into some of this Jazz talk, I want to get your thoughts. We've got the match part 3 coming up.
Yeah.
How excited are you about this? This is exciting to me.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see Steph out there, and I've been watching. There's some highlights on, is it ESPN or somewhere .com? I was looking last night or this morning and watching Chuck Barkley swing the golf club. It's a bit erratic, to say the least. Now, look, my golf swing is nothing, okay? So let me just get that out there. But, you know, I'm not sure if Chuck, you know, there's like a survey of how far you think his longest drive will be. And I actually participated. And I felt like he could probably punch it out there at least 200 yards. Others don't feel as comfortable with that. I think like 7% gave him a 300 yarder, which I'll tell you what, I'll do a cartwheel if he does that. But, you know, just to watch him and Steph and Peyton Manning, this will be fun. This will be fun. Just the I'm sure. I don't know if they've got a kill button or what is it, Lloyd? You've got a dump button. I just wonder what the conversation will be throughout the day. So
it's going to get hot.
Keep that hand hovering over that dump button.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Chuck's in great shape, Hans. What do you think? I think you know, he cut the weight, and I believe he's put on the COVID 20 or the 10 plus a few. So yeah.
The large mound of pound the ground is what they're calling it through this golf tournament.
Yeah. But, you know, Steph Curry's good, you know, and Steph Curry can hit the ball. I'm sure Peyton Manning's got some stick, but we'll see how it turns out. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, no question. That's going to be kicking off or teeing off here in about 40 minutes on TNT. So if you're out driving around, hitting up these Black Friday drills or deals, getting out to Bullfrog spas or checking out some of the other incredible deals, make sure you're hitting that thing on record on your DVR because it is going to be a lot of fun. Great sporting event to go home and watch. How was your Thanksgiving, Bowler? Did you have a good meal?
It was good. Yeah. We ate up. I was proud. You know, the guys are old enough now where they, you know, aren't picky by any means, you know, like, yeah, I don't want that. No, man, you put anything out in front of, you know, three guys, 29 and younger, then it's going to be a buzzsaw. That poor turkey didn't last long, you know? But you know, my wife does a great job. Probably my favorite part is the stuffing, green bean casserole, hot rolls. What am I missing? Oh, the gravy this year, man, was out of sight. And I think probably after you and I finish this chat, I'm sitting here. I think I'm going to run into the kitchen and use a microwave to my best abilities, to be totally honest with you. Yeah, before someone else eats it. So,
tell you what, you've got so much to be proud of when you're talking about your son, DJ.
I hope
you let him get busy with this Thanksgiving meal, because that guy has an incredible culinary touch.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. You know, he's got, with three boys, you know, all three are different. It's an amazing thing. You know, same mom and dad, but yet three totally different ways of living life. But it's fun to watch every day. Still, even though they're out of the house, hands, what you'll learn is they still, I think with phones and cars and, you know, all this stuff, they're zipping by once in a while and just kind of, you know, walking in the house with a buddy, a girl, lady friend, I think they want me to say now, not girlfriend, because that's just too much pressure. Nick's married, but DJ and Brody are still just, you know, out there. But it's a hoot. I love the chaos. And I had a real tough time, man. You will too, adjusting, but they still hover, which is good. I like it.
Man, DJ's a catch. Any women out there that are listening right now and and they're interested, look, if I was a woman, I would have I don't want to make this up.
You would have dragged him into the bubbling hot tub? Are you telling me that? What?
What? I'd have DJ in that bubbling tub of love.
Oh, man.
Having me fix me some sides, because that guy is a catch.
He no is question. Good. Yeah. He's a good cook. He really is. He loves to invent, and the little culinary side of him is really impressive. I had no idea that he had that type of talent in him.
Craig Bowler, Jack, the play-by-play voice, the Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell just had a presser and said some interesting things. What stood out to you from that presser, Bowler?
Loved it. Are you going to play that?
Yes.
Did I see that on the tweet? Yeah.
Yep.
I'd say Jazz fans, Jazz Nation, listen in. He's beyond his years, 24. But, man, I'd say I like the way, again, Hans, he handles himself. You know, he talks openly about the fifth year, about the opt-out. He openly talks about his leadership. He openly talks about his, I think, his future in this league as a leader. As we're looking at some young guns right now, they're going to lead the way after the LeBrons and the Kawhis and the Paul Georges, the Hardens and the Westbrooks. I mean, he's in that group, but has more than just basketball skill. I think you'll hear that today is leadership skills. And but beyond just the team as well, it's league wide, and he wants to make a difference in his legacy. I was impressed, and I think you'll hear a lot of interesting comments this morning. He talked for about nearly 25 minutes, and to just a few reporters. It was early, but it was good. He also hands really, I think, talks right to the Jazz about expectations and the importance of having Bogdanovich healthy, and the fact Favors does have a role, an important one again, after being gone for a year. So I feel like he thinks, you know, despite the fact that the buzzsaw at times in the Western Conference, the Jazz are in good shape. I wouldn't expect him to say anything else, but of course he said also we've got to be careful with injuries, which are hard to predict, but also be smart about COVID when we start to travel again. And, you know, Hans, today is what, the 27th? I'm waiting for a schedule. I'm hearing we may have a preseason game within a two-week period, and camp opens next week. You know, it's just going to be strange. It's going to be day-to-day. And I think you're going to see, like in the NFL and college, you know, football and basketball, there's going to be some games that are canceled. I mean, let's be prepared for that. But the league hopes that two- or three-week break they have in February will be an opportunity that if you have to make up games, that will be at least a window to try to fit in a few games here and there. So I'm excited to get it going. I really am. And I'm glad Bogey's healthy. And I'm anxious to see Faves back just because of the hands and the pick and roll. You read the tweets, right, with Joe. Those two have a great combination, that sixth sense. And I think you'll see that used quite a bit. But how many minutes he plays hands, I don't have a clue in what Quinn's plan is now with his return. But the Jazz have some weapons. And with Jordan Clarkson back too, let's play. Let's see what happens.
I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited because I just want to kind of paint this picture for Jazz fans from my perspective. So you got Jordan Clarkson and his scoring ability off the bench. You got Bogdanovich and what he brings at the perimeter and creatively as well, offensively altogether. You got Mike Conley, who I think in a contract year and showing good faith to the Utah Jazz and what he wants to do here as a Utah Jazz member. And I can't remember how many times throughout the regular season before it was canceled and then getting back into the bubble, I thought to myself, man, I'd love to see Derek Favors with these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably 20, 30 times, Buller.
I'll tell you a story. When we were in New Orleans last year, Faves and the love that he has for this fan base, but his teammates, and he and I were talking. I said, Faves, what do you think, man? You coming back someday? And I was kind of like poking him and having some fun. He goes, oh, yeah. You know, I know why I had to move on, but I'll be back. And I thought, dude, it'd be great. And, you know, he was kind of, you know, and he always ends, as you know, with an interview. It's appreciate it. Appreciate that. Appreciate yep. that. And I love Derek. It's hard not to. And you can tell by the way the reaction to right on Twitter with fans and also his teammates.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Guys love him. And so, you know, again, I think the pick and roll, his hands are incredible. Rebounding, I think we'll get offensive rebounds, a few more with Faves playing at the rim. But also, he's not a three-point shooter, even though he told us in this Zoom call we had a couple of days ago that he wasn't asked to shoot the three. He didn't shoot it well with the Pelicans. He still thinks he has, on occasion, the ability. But again, he's really solid, still can separate the floor a bit, hands, as you know, with the 15-foot jump shot straight away or off the edge a little bit. So, any big who can still take it outside a bit, maybe not totally a three-point line, but a 15-footer, still opens up space for a Clarkson, for a Donovan, for a Conley. So, again, I think that's an important role he's going to play too.
Well, Buller, we sure appreciate you on a post-Thanksgiving Friday. We appreciate you coming on for a few minutes. And
absolutely. I'm going to eat.
Yeah, go get it. Go get it, man. Go get round four. Round five,
yeah,
go get it.
No, the gravy is the thing that kind of pulls me, you know, in there again. I don't know what it is, man, but it's tasty. So.
Well, it's you know what? Nobody will judge you for getting a spoon and eating it like it's chicken broth. Just, I mean, go pure gravy.
Not the healthiest thing in the world, but, you know, I guess it's a spoon and gravy. Oh, man.
Yeah, get after it.
I got
maybe a saltine cracker.
Yeah. Hey, you know, now with Scotty doing his thing with the Aggies in South Dakota, you know, he basically just took over the show. So there's no reason that you just can't take it from here. So,
yep, absolutely. Hey, you know, Buller, thank you so much for everything you do for us. We appreciate
you. Oh,
you're
the best, pal. I appreciate you. And we'll see you soon. Jazz Nation, it's nearly time to buckle up. Let's do it.